Let's go! I cut you guys off.
That was rude.
We're on episode 47 of the podcast. My baby boy, Adonis, is right here. Say hello, baby. Nice. He said, you guys are ugly. And then this other guy named Sebastian is here.
This other guy, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's how you feel?
Yeah, you're the other gay guy, yeah. All right. Elaine is chilling.
She's not chilling. She's doing homework because she's an educated woman.
Yeah, she is. We love that. Mm-hmm. Sebastian said he watched The Little Mermaid. He thought it was bad. He said the actress that they casted for Ariel was not good. they said the water looked fake. That's not true. No way the water's real, he said. He said it looked like they were trying to go to the Titanic or something.
So you're starting this podcast real strong today. no, I'm going to go watch The Little Mermaid again for the second time. It would have been the third.
And it's your favorite Disney movie now?
Well, I thought so, but then Elaine called me out, and then she became such a hater.
Sebastian came out of nowhere, and he told us, he was like, guys, you need to watch The Little Mermaid. It's so good. I think it's in my top five. And then Elaine was like, list your top five. It wasn't even in the conversation. He's like, oh, never mind.
Dude, when I was typing it, I was so passionate too. I was like, oh, the Princess and the Frog and Lilo and Stitch. And then she was like, bro, she's like, The Little Mermaid's not even on there. When I looked at that message, I was like, you're such a bitch.
Elaine told me too. She was like, Brian, did you see that he didn't even list Little Mermaid? And I'm like, oh, yeah, he didn't. What the heck?
You know what, though? When I saw him, I was like, she's such a fucking hater. Like, let me live. And then I got so embarrassed, low-key.
Low-key, Elaine be noticing, like, the most random details. And then I'm like, huh?
Dude. And then she's so obsessed with me on Twitter. Hey, honestly, I'm not gonna lie, though. I got her good, and I was laughing. I was typing it, and I was laughing my ass off. And Alondra, my sister, was like, why are you laughing?
You know what's crazy?
That was you?
It was me, yeah.
That's so disrespectful. I'm over here telling Elaine, like, oh, I got you.
I know. I told Elaine, I was like,
look at his toenails.
Elaine said that he doesn't want to.
Those are claws.
They are claws.
He wants to be.
He moves a lot. Why don't you do him when he's asleep?
Well, he moves when he's sleeping.
Oh, yeah?
He's a kicker. We don't care.
Oh, but it's dope.
Yeah, we were chilling, and I was, like, going through her phone because I was bored, and my phone was about to die, so I couldn't use it. And I was like, oh, you know what? I'm just going to tweet, like, at everything that Sebastian types. So then I went through your stuff and I was like, damn, I'm going ham.
You are so obsessed.
And then Sebastian messaged me personally. He was like, what do you think about this, Brian?
I was like, dude, I got her. I was so happy. I was like, I got her, like, 0.1 for me, you know. That doesn't happen all the time. And then you were like, that was me. And I was like, you're annoying.
It's okay, Sebastian.
But it was funny, though, because so I was tweeting a bunch of stuff. And Elaine's account was like, nah, no. And really, like, she was just being negative, and I was laughing.
Yeah.
So then I sent it to her, and I was like, do you know this song? She was like, what song? And then I sent her the Mariah Carey, why are you
so obsessed with me?
Boy, I wanna know. And then she was like, and then I told her. Oh.
Yeah, you probably tooted.
Did you toot?
What's it called, Sebastian? Who's an actor that you think is ugly, but everyone else thinks is pretty?
Oh, the one that played Edward in...
Oh, Robert Pattinson?
Yep.
You think he's ugly?
Ugly.
What do you think, baby? You think Robert Pattinson's ugly?
Man. Are you Team Jacob or Team Edward?
I'm Team Jacob.
Period.
Jacob?
I expect nothing.
That white boy that pretends to be Indian or Mexican or whatever? He's white. He's white.
He's white in real life?
Yeah, for real.
I have no clue.
Can you look it up, baby?
Isn't he mixed?
No, he's white.
And it was Native Americans.
Yeah. Native Americans. Yeah, I knew it was something. I never watched the Twilight movie, guys, so don't come at me.
That is disrespectful to the tribes.
Oh, yeah. Well, how come you guys didn't say Native American, then? You guys kept saying Indian.
I didn't say Indian. You said Indian.
Yeah, I didn't, huh?
Let's ask the audience.
Adonis said, I'm going to protect my dad.
So, I was talking to my sister today. I'm still stuck on The Little Mermaid. And I told her, I was like, I honestly, after seeing this movie, like, well, I never doubted that she was going to do an amazing job. But
Halle Berry?
Yes. After seeing the movie, dude, I swear to God, there's, like, nobody else I envision doing The Little Mermaid like that.
Really?
she does such a good job, and I have her some of her songs in my playlist, or I put them on like while I'm driving. Her voice is just so angelic.
I legit have not heard anyone else but you talk about how good it was.
It's so good. People are just haters.
Did you like Melissa McCarthy as Ursula?
I'm so mad because people are like, she doesn't have facial expressions. And I'm like, she did such a good job. Like, I don't know what else you guys want her to do. But, yeah.
And don't think, guys, that Sebastian's like some Disney lover. He can't hate anything. Because we went to go watch Beauty and the Beast and we legit walked out.
We walked out. Like, halfway through the movie, do you remember? You know which one's also really good? The live action? Cinderella.
He's white, mixed?
He's mixed. He has English, German, Dutch, and Scottish.
That's white. That's white. That's white.
But he has some pigmentation.
Yeah, he got a tan. Oh. He went snooky on us.
Snooky. I have a few questions for you.
You did?
Yeah, like just some questions.
Do you like Jersey Shore?
I love Jersey Shore. Did you see how Sammy's coming back?
Yeah, I saw. I can't wait. I really want to watch it. Well, why are you trying to grab the mic, son? Can't be doing that.
So, you know when it turned red?
Yeah.
I muted it.
It did? Mm-hmm. So, you listened to a podcast?
Yeah, I listened to it. I listened to it, and then, like, the response was cutting off, and I was like, why is it cutting off? Uh-huh. But I was like, oh, you know what? It was cutting off when I was pushing the button by accident.
That makes sense.
Sorry, y'all.
It's okay.
I was going to ask you something. Oh, the submarine.
Oh, yeah, the submarine thing. That's what I was asking about. That submarine is pretty crazy because I don't think I could even handle like going down there at all.
All I got to say is eat the rich. My sister was like, you have to look at it this way. She's like, no matter how rich they were, like that's very insensitive to make jokes. I'm like, does it look like I give a damn?
The memes are crazy.
Dude, they're funny. I'm going to be laughing and reposting them. I thought they were funny.
They're hilarious. It's crazy that they're controlling the submarine with a controller.
Yeah. Now, what about this? I wouldn't pay to go down there. You, like, at all.
Hell no.
What if they paid you to go down there?
Okay, that's kind of tough.
But it was a reliable submarine.
I think I would do it for the money. I mean, that was the first incident in, like, 15 years or whatever, so I would have
done it. I mean, it was inevitable, though. I mean, like, if I walked in there and I saw that controller, I would be like, I'm walking the fuck out.
Yeah.
Like, don't live with me.
What do you do it, baby? Because I think it costed 250K? Right? Or is it 250 million or something like that? Okay. What do you think, baby? Would you do it? No? Not even if they paid you to do it? No. Oh.
Wow, that's interesting. How much would they have to pay you?
How much would you do it for?
I'd do it for $20.
Oh, hell no. I would have do it for $20. Goddamn.
$20? That's what I was telling my sister. I was like, if somebody asked me to sell them my left arm, she's like, what was the lowest? I was like, shit, I'll do it for $100.
Oh, my God. They'd be like, we're getting a deal. How much would you do it for, baby?
I wouldn't.
At all? Not
she
even for a million?
She
that's crazy.
How much would they have to pay you?
Once I go over 100K, I think I'll do it. Nice. Wait, 100K? That's not even enough for anything anymore.
That is not enough for anything. But, I mean, I do it again for $20, so I'm good.
Nah, I think I'll try to negotiate and try to get 300K at least.
Oh, that's good. 300K? Yeah. That's like a house right there.
Almost a house. Almost a house. The good houses are going for like 500K around here.
No, dude. Good houses? What good houses? They're shitty as hell. And they're like, their prices are like new houses, but these houses are like 20 years old, not renovated. And like, are you okay?
What's wrong, baby boy? You tired of Sebastian?
I'm sorry.
You know, the houses around here are going for like 360K.
That's expensive.
Yeah, there's like,
fucking ugly.
Yeah, these are ugly ass houses.
Yeah, they are.
And like, if you want a good like house in a good neighborhood, it's like 500K now.
My mom works at Verado. Those houses are so cramped up together.
Oh, yeah.
There's no backyard, there's no front yard, and they're like $1 million.
It's crazy what they're doing with these houses. Like, no, like, little bit of backyard, little bit of front yard. And it's not even that much like rooms. It's like two, three rooms. And that's
tiny.
And like, who wants to live in that? Especially because it's like a, what's it called, baby? HOA?
Oh, HOA.
HOA.
Yeah, and not even that, but it's like, they go for $1 million, like, million?
Mm-mm.
And
not
even
them.
All that.
Mm-mm.
Like, no. It's just turning into California right now.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, I feel like Phoenix is
Well, I did see that there was gonna be like a Airbnb. What the heck is it called? Like basically all the houses that were bought to be Airbnbs in Phoenix, like 50% of them are like seeing a decrease in revenue. So there might be a collapse with Airbnb housing and all that. So there might be more houses out there for sale. Just because they're not making as much money as they thought they would be.
That's not bad.
Yeah. We'll see what happens, though. I mean, if they just make Airbnbs cheaper, they can make their money back.
Right.
Because a lot of them are going crazy now, huh, baby?
I have no idea. Oh. that means T showed up in the herd. I know. Please.
Don't talk to me.
Do you bother her a lot when she's homework?
Doing homework? Nah.
Yeah, you do.
When?
Today, you kept talking about the show.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I was really talking.
Let's ask the audience.
Okay, wait. I'm going to expose myself today because so I've been seeing ads for this show called A Claim to Fame. Mm-hmm. And it's basically a show about how these relatives of celebrities go into the show and these people are supposed to figure out who they're related to. And every time I saw the commercials, I was like, this show looks whack. It looks dumb. Who's going to watch this? And I was just bored enough to be like, I'm going to watch one episode just to see how dumb it is.
And you got hooked?
And I got hooked.
What season are you on?
Season 1.
Oh, you're going to watch season 2?
Yeah, it's only one episode.
Is it?
Yeah.
Do you go bi-weekly?
They're really starting airing the new season.
You know what I started watching with my mom?
What?
Drag Race New Mexico.
Drag Race New Mexico?
Drag Race Mexico.
Oh, okay.
So you know how there's RuPaul's Drag Race?
Mm-hmm.
They did one, that same franchise, but in Mexico.
Mm.
And it's good.
You like it?
I like it.
Is it in Spanish?
Well, yeah, it's Mexico.
Yeah, but is it all in Spanish or is it English too?
No, it's Spanish. Mm-hmm. Like they have Drag Race Sweden, mm-hmm. Drag Race Italy, Spain,
mm-hmm.
Australia,
mm-hmm.
Belgium, and then the UK, Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like worldwide.
Wait, I have one more question for you. What? Who's a girl that you think is ugly but everyone thinks is pretty?
a girl that everybody thinks she's ugly.
I'm not, pretty? But you think is ugly, but everyone else thinks she's pretty.
That I think she's ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the girl that's playing, the girl that played, what's her fucking name? Harley Quinn? What's her name?
Margot Robbie?
I don't think she's pretty.
What? You heard
she
of her?
She looks really cute in the Barbie trailer, but I don't think she's cute.
We're legit, me and Elena legit talked about this right now. We think she's pretty.
I got questionable
taste. What the heck? We were watching the commercial for the Barbie movie. And we were like, wow, she's really pretty.
Are we going to go watch it?
We said the same thing about the Flash movie. And then we kept hearing, like, bad stuff about it. Have you seen it?
No. I've seen clips of it. Dude, that shit looks whack.
It does look whack.
And I love the Flash. Like, the Flash is my favorite hero.
You really support Ezra Miller?
No.
Just the Flash?
Like, he has so much, like... Somebody said that, like, that's the epitome of white privilege.
Mm-hmm.
He's done so much, but yet he's not arrested, and he's in. He was like run away. They were like the cops mm-hmm. were like chasing him, and then he just shows up to the premiere like nothing.
Yeah, if it was anybody else, it would have been like.
Oh, they would have been in jail, convicted. You know,
the white people would have been like, "Why is he not in jail?"
Yeah, no, they would have. If he would have gone to jail, they would have said, "Free Ezra Miller."
You know what I'm thinking about right now? So today, I go to this one app called Reddit. You know what it is? Yeah. I like going through Reddit. And, like, they usually do, like, little, like, fun stories, like, you don't know. And, like, there's this one part where they're talking about Michael Jackson. And I saw, like a comment. They linked an article saying, like, some of you guys don't believe that Michael Jackson is a, what is it? Pedophile? Child predator? Mm-hmm. What would you describe him? Yeah. And they're like, here's the undeniable facts, and they're like listing all these facts about Michael Jackson and what he's done.
Damn.
And I was kind of like,
I think I've heard of that before. I think that he's done some weird shady stuff.
Yeah, like he said that they would let him sleep with other kids,
right.
And like I was like, what?
Do you know who Miranda Sings is?
Yes, I just heard about her.
Did you see about that?
I heard That's about her, but crazy. I didn't like read into her. What'd she do?
Well, I guess she's also like a child predator. I guess she would send like. Underwear to the, like her 15-year-old fans,
mm-hmm.
and like she would, like.
Didn't she have a talk show?
No.
She's a YouTuber, right?
She's a YouTuber.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
I feel like if we were to be famous, we would get exposed.
Me
like,
too.
Not for stuff like that, absolutely not. But I just feel like we would get canceled.
I feel like you would get canceled. You say a lot of controversial things.
Really? I don't think so.
Yes. Well, you know, you have two things going against you. You're gay and you're a guy.
Well, I know, but...
So they'd be like, cancel him.
It'll be... And then you have pretty privilege. So you're good, fine.
And I'll be fine, huh? I'll be like, I'm just a family guy, guys. Like,
that's the audience.
Baby, who do you think would get canceled quicker, me or Sebastian? Me?
I honestly think so too.
Bro. Really? I say controversial things, but I say it as a joke.
But they're still controversial though.
That's true. They wouldn't take it as a joke. Mm-hmm. That's true. So guys, if you don't know this thing about me, like I'm pro feminism. I'm pro feminism, whatever, but I'll make like
what's feminism? Quickly.
Female rights. Duh.
You thought you went off. You really said it. Women's rights, duh. Wow, okay.
But I always make these jokes. What's some jokes I make, baby? I'm forgetting. I can't think of it right
now. How about this? You think you make jokes.
I make good jokes. Because Elaine laughs.
No, you make jokes. I don't know.
I don't know.
Hey, I was weak as fuck when you were like, what time today? What's wrong? I'm sorry. Are you tired of my arms? Brian, don't want to grab them.
Yeah.
Probably like tired of me.
Yeah. You said tired of what?
Tired of me?
Here. I got you, baby. Okay.
It's probably.
He wants to get the mic.
It
cracked you up when.
Oh, I was cracking. I was legit cracking up when you were like, hey, like what time today? And I was like, 8. You're like, that's our bedtime. And I was like, what the fuck are you asking then?
Oh, yeah. I told Elaine, I was like, damn, I didn't think it was going to go that high. I told him, I was like, that's a very much Sebastian response.
Well, dude,
you did not say that.
What did I say?
You said that's very gay.
Is that really what you said? Yeah. But you're so rude.
But it was a joke.
I know. But I didn't take it as a joke.
I don't take it as a joke. Well, I don't care how you take it.
I don't know how to feel right now. Thank you, Elaine, for exposing him. The real him.
I know, he was all like...
The real him?
What did he say?
No, because the way he tried to play it off.
He was hurt. His feelings were hurt.
Yeah, but the way Sebastian said, the real him.
The real him, yeah.
He's gonna like, I killed somebody.
Who knows?
Wait, no, but for
real. I was weak, though.
Podcast is over.
The podcast
I'm calling the cops.
No, but for real, if I die, I want you to see if Elaine killed me, okay?
Cause I feel is she going to get like some insurance money or something?
I don't know. I feel like she would kill me, to be honest. She has that in her.
No, I don't. I genuinely don't think Elaine has it in her to do that.
I don't know.
She cried during Spider-Man. You think she could?
Yeah. You exposed her like that?
You think
reveal the real her.
No, you're annoying. Yeah, I'm like, you think this woman's going to kill Fly?
That's very true. Elaine was like, I looked at Elaine and she was crying and I was like, baby, you're crying? She's like, yeah, that was sad. And I was like, wow.
I remember I looked at Brian and I was like, this is cringe. And I look a little over and Elaine's bawling and I'm like, oh my gosh, like we are having two different
baby
experiences.
Girl, baby girl. Someone's aunt could die in a movie and he'll be like, it's cringe. But he'll watch a mermaid swim in the ocean and say, that's not cringe. Even the dog is laughing.
Man, what's wrong with you today? I don't like it. That's not funny.
I knew I got it good.
That was funny. That's so rude.
I was like, let me cook.
Yeah, clearly. Oh, I know you don't be cooking.
Hey, Elaine only cooks more chons.
Hey, my chon's mom. Oh, he just wanted mommy's arms.
No, he's just tired.
Yeah.
Is he tired?
Yeah, he's a fat boy.
We're almost done, Adonis.
No, you're fine.
Yeah. Dude, he has chunky legs.
He does.
Yeah. Chicken legs.
He's so cute. But yeah, I was weak. I was like, why the fuck are you asking me? And then I misspelled it all because I was driving.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah, that was
he's all looking at you like, what the heck is wrong with you?
What are you doing in my bed? He's so cute.
Someone's
Do you think you're going to be an emotional wreck when he goes to school? I feel like you are.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to be a wreck. I think I'm more excited for him to play sports.
He's more excited for him to grow up, for he could roughhouse him.
Yeah.
So you what?
Like, play around with him?
Yeah. I'm starting to throw him around more.
Mm-hmm. It's so fun.
It is.
It's fun. I'm not gonna lie. I wrestle with my nephews all the time.
And that's why he wrestles like everybody else.
Dude. One time he like literally threw someone on the floor.
Dang, a kid?
Yeah, because he's not around kids a lot.
Yeah.
So they, we were at a baby shower, and then there was another baby kid, and not baby, but he was kind of like, he's older than him. He's like four, and then Elias is 2 years old. I think they know it.
What's up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi.
She
didn't hear me.
She's like,
"All right, bitch.
Oh,
I'm not talking to you."
She thought it was a TV. She was like, "Huh?"
Hey, yo, what's it? No, and so they were playing, and the kid was kind of like over Elias because Elias plays rough a little bit, and we're trying to teach him to be a little more gentle.
Mm-hmm.
Out of nowhere, Elias literally hugs him, picks this 3-year-old up, and slams him on the floor.
And low key, I would be proud of him.
Oh, I told Alondra, I was like, "Good, but no."
How was his dad? Was he like?
They were like, "Oh my gosh! Like, look how strong he is." They were very like chill.
Yeah,
about
I would have been proud. But then like the other kid, I would have been mad. I would be like, "You hurt my son."
Yeah, it was scary. William, what's up? You know what I was thinking last time?
What?
I was like.
That he looks like me.
No. So I was thinking, that Asian place we went to go eat.
Oh yeah.
I was like, you know what's so weird? They used to go every weekend, y'all. Every weekend. Then it took me, and then the second I said, oh, next one on me, right? On y'all.
Oh yeah.
And y'all haven't made any sense. What's up with that?
Because I work weekends now.
Yeah, she works weekends.
You do? From what time?
From 12 hours, 8 to 8.
That's freaking annoying.
Yeah, and plus, I think when we took him, it was like before you went to school, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what.
Before who went to school?
Before she went to school.
Yeah.
Oh, because on your days off, you do work, huh?
Yeah, so.
That's how my brother-in-law is, dude. He does not stop.
It's a lot of stuff.
Are you doing full-time?
Yeah.
Good.
She's not getting done until December.
Mm-hmm. How many classes is it right now?
That's just three a term.
Nice.
Isn't that considered part-time,
no? No, you're still full-time because you're going from, you're actually going to school till from 8 to 12. It's Monday through Friday.
Fuck.
That's a whole, it's like,
Monday through day. Friday? And then, so what days do you work then?
Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Saturday, Sunday.
After you get out of work? Yeah. After school?
Yeah.
So Wednesday, Thursday, she goes after.
Yeah, going in from 2 to 8.
Mm-hmm.
And then Saturdays from 8 to 8, and Sundays from 8 to 4.
And well, Sundays are not that bad, 8 to 4.
Uh-uh.
8 to 8, I'm sure that's tough.
Yeah.
How was it tough, like, when you first started leaving him?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I didn't want to leave him. Especially, like, the 12 hours, I was like...
That's tough, yeah. I remember my sister, Alondra, when she first... Because my brother-in-law had to stay in Payson, and she lived with us for a little bit. Because she wanted to work.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember she left, and she did a 12-hour shift at the office. I remember she came back sobbing. And she quit the next week.
Damn.
She was like, I can't. She was like, it's too much.
Yeah.
That's like, a lot of work for her, too.
I'm sure. Are you used to it now, or are you still kind of not...
I'm more like, how's he doing? Take
a picture. And the thing is that you can have your phone, huh? You have your phone during work.
Yeah. Well, they told me that I can't have my phone, but I'm like,
I make my own rules. Yeah, right.
When you've been there for that long, it doesn't matter.
No, and you have a freaking newborn, literally. Cool. He's so cute. Stop saying that. Like, that's not nice.
When he's 2 years old, I'm going to put him on a diet.
Dude.
I'm just kidding.
I would be so pissed if you do that. Like, if he's ever eating, if he's like a toddler, like a kid, and we ever go to McDonald's or something and he's eating and you say, no, you're fat, I would literally, like, we're fighting.
No, if I said that?
Yeah.
I probably will say it as a joke.
But you know that.
That's traumatizing, though.
That hurts him in the future?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, it does. Because he's going to grow up and be like, oh, I need to be to my dad's standard. And he could have an eating disorder.
He's supposed to be to my standards. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Relax.
See, this is why you're cat. This is why, you know what? You're pissing me off today. You're walking on thin motherfucking ice.
He's like, first the cringe line, and now this. Can't believe it.
And then you said mermaid.
You know,
I can't believe you said that. You don't think someone's aunt dying is cringe, but not a mermaid? Like, bitch, fuck you. That was so good though. That was a good one. So rude.
I know, I was getting good when Elaine was like, what is he gonna say?
You're annoying.
But you know, there's this like TikTok that someone posted about like she was faking their daughter was faking breaking a plate or something like that. And the dad reacted, like, in a normal way where it's like, oh, my God, you broke it. And I guess, like, people started calling CPS to check on the kid just because of that. And they're like, and I guess the wife that posted the TikTok was like, you guys are so weird. Like, it's not a, it wasn't a big deal. And, like, she made the video longer so they could see how he was after.
Right.
And he was just like, oh, my God, like, I can't believe you guys mess with me like
and I
that.
And I guarantee that people who called CPS or are commenting that stuff aren't parents.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I bet you they're not parents. I bet you they're... They don't have nieces or they don't have nieces. They don't know what it is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I discipline my nephew. Because my sister lets me, like, he, like, because he's a little rough sometimes. So she'll be, like, snacking for me. And I'm like, I don't want to. But I sometimes do because he'll, like, pinch me. But I'm like, he's doing like,
hey, that kid's in control. He knows what's up.
No, he's crazy, dude. Like, he's... That's terrible, too, for sure. I love those bucket hats. Like,
y'all think you can
pay me? No, yeah.
I control this.
Yeah.
Like, he'll have something, like, give it to me, and he'll go like this. And he'll go, like, he will not listen to you.
No,
I swear to God.
What is it?
It doesn't matter, though,
basically.
Dude, it's his world, and we're definitely living in it.
We think our dance is going to be the same way. Just because me and her were both, like, troublemakers when we were kids.
Is he an active baby already?
Yeah. He likes to listen. Like, if we're talking or arguing, he'll just smile.
Yeah, he smiles when we argue. And it's not even, like, serious arguments. It's kind of like we're messing with each other, and he's just like...
Oh, pobrecito. His eyes, I like that his pupil is so huge. Like, his eyes look black.
Yeah, he looks like me, huh?
That's not what I said at all. Hey, I love that you have a clear container of cotton swabs, and then there's a huge ass label that says cotton swabs. I love that.
Damn, he's calling you out.
Like, an aesthetic. I would have never guessed. You know?
Damn, maybe say something.
What? Why are you trying to create drama? With your baby mama with all the drama?
Damn, I didn't even say that.
That TikTok, I go back to that TikTok like once a month.
Which one?
The one where it's like, I don't have beef with Elaine, blah, blah. And then you put like 2 minutes later.
Oh,
and then
it's
me, it's like, oh yeah, your baby mama. I look at it like once, it's so funny to me.
He's like, you start the pot, da 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 da. And then, like, 2 minutes later, something about you.
It didn't even that bad.
No, it's not
bad. I was thinking
that. I edited it out.
You edited it out?
Mm hmm. He said something bad about you.
That's not true. You barely edited
it. I took it out. I don't even know. He hasn't even made a TikTok.
Stop.
2 years in.
Anyway, that's not what we were talking about. What we were talking about is, I don't know if it was through text message or it was through our podcast that you asked me if I considered Lane a friend. Mm-hmm. Was that through a message?
Yeah. I think I told you in the podcast.
Was it the podcast? What do you think? Did you hear my answer?
Yeah. No, it was text message.
Was it text message?
I think it was text message.
Oh, yeah, I did. Okay, yeah. Explain it to him. I was like, Sebastian, do you consider Lane a friend?
Best friend? No, I think you said a
best friend.
Best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, I don't think I consider her a best friend, but I definitely do consider... I don't even know, because I honestly do consider you guys, like, friends/family.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
You know what I mean? But my reasoning at the time was, I consider her a friend, because I have confided in her, and we have talked, like, you know, like, serious conversations, but it's not like, oh, yeah, like, we've known each other for 10 years, and, you know, you're my best as a friend, like, but I do consider her, you know, friend/family.
And then, what did you say, baby?
I consider you as a friend, too, not, like, best friend, like you said. Because I feel like I don't tell you everything. But
yeah, but we've talked about things where it's like we confide in each other, but it's not like...
It's a boundary where it's not just acquaintance.
But it's not just acquaintance. Yeah, that was weird. Like, hello, we're having a moment.
I know, we could be crying right now.
And then when Elaine, when I was like, what about you, Elaine? She was like, nah, fuck that faggot. I say him as an acquaintance.
Yeah, he's just there. He's just
a domestino. Yeah, by force. Like, he's just there. Okay, Brian, you can talk now.
Thank you, Sebastian.
You're annoying. I knew he was quiet for that reason.
That's funny.
Whatever.
That's so good. I love that TikTok.
I love that sound. Whatever. You know which one I also really like too? The which one is it? I'm trying to remember it. Let me go back. I think I have a TikTok and I love the sound. on the
One of my favorite ones is the America one, where they're like, America, and they like do some like American stuff.
Are you talking about the one? My pronouns are USA.
Was that? Yeah, that.
That was so funny to me. I'm trying to find it. Sorry, y'all. Hold on. So how is it? How you guys don't have to answer.
Mm-hmm.
But how is it when you guys argue? Now that you were mentioning that you.
Like, oh, me and her arguing.
Like, yeah, how does that?
It's me coming at her throat, and she just like gets backed up into a wall, and she just tries to punch me.
Shut up.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, she's punching me. And
do
then.
Be for real though. Do they get intense?
No, not really.
Okay, we really don't argue. It's more like.
Just disagreements.
Yeah. It's not more like, I'm mad at you for 2 days, don't talk to me.
Oh, yeah, we don't do that.
Do you think you'll, like, if you guys ever do get an argument like that, how do you think you'll handle it?
Depends.
Yeah.
Depends on what it is.
It's about to happen. You know, there's going to be some.
Give us a subject.
Well, you know, maybe.
So I should be like, Brian cheats on you.
No, I would.
What are you going to do? What is going to done is going to be?
I remember back then, I was like, no, I don't know. I don't know if I tell Elaine. And now I'm like, yup. She's gonna be the first person I'm gonna call.
I know, remember?
I'm gonna take a damn picture. Yeah.
He did say that. You said no.
No, he changed his mind because I said that I would tell his significant other that he cheated.
No, I didn't, I changed my mind because you guys now have a whole ass baby.
Oh, that's true.
Like, it's a whole, like, family now. It's a, like it's not just you guys.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, it's him. So I would definitely snitch your ass out. Like, if you literally told me, dude, if I see CH. I'm like, I'm not even reading the rest. I'm telling him.
Oh, I was like, what's he trying to spell?
Like, was that what
they spelled it right? Yeah, you spelled it right,
yeah.
Okay, so I ain't
spelling. What did I say?
Whatever.
I'm like, there's three of us. Who's he talking about?
So, yeah. So, I don't know. Like, you know, like, an argument.
What argument, though?
I don't know.
Like, about money, or?
Like, what about, like, what if, what, I don't know. Like, what's an instance where people get mad at?
I feel like money is the main issue.
Okay, money. Like, let's say, like, Brian spends all the money on something and that he didn't confide with you.
I'd be mad. It wouldn't be like, I can't talk to you for 2 days
right.
or a day, or like, we'll sleep on the couch. It's more like, hug me and tell me, you know, like, we're living together. We have a family. Why didn't you tell me? Like,
damn, that's like, that's adult shit right there.
I would have been like, what the fuck?
Yeah, he's more like, what the fuck is your fucking problem?
I can see that low-key, though. Would you really be like that? I can honestly see it.
It depends on what she spent it on. If I don't think it's, like, a reasonable, like...
No, I'm gonna find a reason for everything. I'm like,
I don't understand. Yeah, she does it a lot, and I'm just like, you don't fucking need that.
Do you buy a lot of stuff for her? Dude, that's my sister, though, low-key. Like, my brother, she'll be trying to buy another crib, and she has, like, two. And my brother's like, you don't need one. Like, just stop. Well, I feel like that's every mom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you need to. Yeah, that's what it deserves. I can totally see you doing that, Brian. Like, coming in hot, like, coming in heated like that.
Nah, I don't come in heated unless it's, like, something bad. Okay. Her family, it's funny because her family can't imagine me being mad at Elaine.
Yeah.
They think Elaine's the one that's, like, very heated, and that's very true. She always gets very aggressive really quickly.
Really?
Yeah.
Honestly, well, from what I know, I feel like you are less to get more angry than Brian.
It honestly depends on, like, what it is.
What it is.
Yeah, it depends on what it is for both of us.
What it is. What's up? Have you heard that song? It's a song.
I probably have, but I don't. You gotta sing the whole thing.
Ew, that was cringe.
Anyway, what would Brian, now that you have a baby, like, what would you do if Brian cheated? Would you forgive him once? Or would you automatically be like, no, this is done?
Since we have a family, I'd give him one more chance. Chance. And see, like, how it works out. Obviously, I'm not going to trust him or something. I'm going to have my guard up, but I will give him one more chance. And if something happens like that again, then we're done.
I won't give her another chance. I'll take away Adonis from her. I don't care.
Yeah, you would. We have this talk.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Like, you were legit. Go to custody.
Yeah, I would take her. I would try to ruin her.
Okay, wow. Would you really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I don't know how to feel about that.
No, he's that.
I'm very petty.
Brian, I'm very shocked. Not even being. I don't know. I give him a chance. And then Brian's like, fuck that. I'm blasting her ass.
No chance. Well, it's because I feel like when it comes to cheating, it's such like a breaking of trust.
That's and
it's
like the biggest disrespect for you?
Yeah, that's the biggest disrespect for me because it's like we have a whole family. You didn't think about us. Like, it's so messed up to me. Because, like, the most important thing to me is family. So, like, I work as hard as I can for us. Mm-hmm. I try to make as much money as I can for us. And it's like, if you treat me like that, it's like throwing everything away that I try to do.
Am I being, like, a stay-at-home mom or, like, working too?
We're both working. Oh. But I make more money.
Because I understand if I'm a stay-at-home mom, right. You know, like, living off you. Mm-hmm. But if I'm working too, then...
Dude, if I'm working through this, she got a little pay.
But what if that money's only what if that money's only for like stuff that you need?
So you're paying all the bills?
Yeah, like, you're using it for leisure basically.
That's a win-win situation, really. Dang, that's intense what you said, because it's very true.
Yeah, this is how I feel. Okay. Well, what do you do?
Yeah, what would me? You
do? Yeah, what if you do it like if you're significant other that you've been with for like 5 years, you guys adopted a kid, you guys have a cat, a skinless cat.
Not a cat.
And
skinless cat.
He likes those cats.
I love those cats. Oh, I was like, that's nasty. Hey, but recently I've been finding out that you have to like oil them.
Yeah, everything, lubricant.
Pop their pimples. No, I'm good. Yeah. You have to pop pimples from their chin.
Ew.
It's gross. I've seen videos and
everything. But yeah, like what if your significant other just like decided to cheat on you? What would you do? Would you try to do one more chance? He would do one more chance.
I don't think so.
I think he'd do one more chance.
I don't know. It's tough because if I truly did love this person, probably.
Yeah, I think
there's, would. There's always that thing. It's like everybody fucks up. You know what I mean? I mean, it's a very big fuck up. But I feel like trust can be regained. But
hey, he definitely wanted to fuck.
Damn. I don't know.
You're a very forgiving person.
Yeah, I think you understand.
I'm a very forgiving person, but I'm definitely, like, I'm a very forgiving person, but I'm very much, like, okay, I'm done. Like, I don't, like, I'll forgive you, but I'm not going to associate with you.
Like, you're mentally clocked out from that person.
Like, I'm done. Yeah.
Makes sense.
And I feel like maybe I would not stay with it. Maybe I'll be, like, thank you for saying sorry. Like, we'll have shared custody. Like, I would not try to ruin the person, damn. But I would not trust the person.
Yeah.
You know? It's a toughy situation.
It is. Not for me.
I know, but I'm kind of scared. Hey, you better watch out.
That's why people think I abuse him, but really, it's vice versa. I'm just kidding.
What do you call cheating? What is the minimum? Do you guys believe in emotional cheating?
Like a shoulder to cry on?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah, because somehow they're like, oh, he was there for me, and then, like, to somehow develop feelings.
Okay. Like, that's a gateway to, like... Yeah. Okay, oh, I can see that. What's the minimum thing, like, you consider cheating? Like, what's the start of what you consider cheating?
Buying other people's stuff.
Once you start hiding something that you don't want the other person to know about, that means something.
That's a good way to put it. Wow, okay. Nice. I'm kind of jealous. I'm like, wait, I might be lower. I might have my standards a little too low.
What do you consider cheating, like the minimum?
I don't know, because I feel like for example, if I'm dating someone and then they're texting someone new,
we're dating.
But hold on, but they're like getting to know the person. Okay. I don't think that's cheating.
Yes.
You think so?
Because you're already dating. You're already together.
But what if they want to be friends?
No. They weren't friends when you...
So I think it's a different standard for him.
They can only have the friends already. Any other outside source would be like, it's us. Like, we have to be friends with them.
Yeah. Well, for me personally.
Yeah. I get that.
Because, like, say, he was friends with Sabrina, Raquel, all them, like, before me. And I can be like, you can be friends with them.
Right.
When he's already been friends with them before. So who am I to be like...
I can't have any friends that are girls right now.
Yeah, like, I don't know them. Okay. I don't know their
intentions. But if you guys meet a girl together at a party and then you guys develop that friendship with her together and then you guys add each other on Instagram, would you consider that cheating?
Like,
she adds both of you guys and she hits both of you guys up to go out.
No, because I have, like, I wouldn't consider that cheating, but I have my guard up with that person for sure because I don't know, because girls are shady.
Yeah.
Girls tend to, like, oh, you're my friend, he's my friend, but end up, like...
And then be, like, batting their eyes at them.
Yeah.
Yeah, my girl be going hard.
Yeah, damn, Elaine. Damn, I'm scared for y'all. I'm scared for both of y'all.
Well, no, I just be chilling.
I don't see you guys cheating on each other, though. Mm-mm. You never know, obviously, because, like, that's something that people say. I would never. But
it's funny how our relationship works, because I'm so, like, I'm so chill. Uh-oh. Like, I'm too lazy. When she talks about cheating, I'm like, that is so much, freaking work. I tell her, I'm like, I'm fucking lazy. I just want to work, make money, spend time with my family, and that's it. Like, aww, why would I want to cheat?
And I feel like you guys are very open with your phones, too. So I feel like if Brian was whatever to be like, oh, no, don't, like, you can't grab it. Like, I feel like that'll be already like a,
yeah,
like a whoa.
He did that earlier.
Oh?
I didn't know.
Yeah, you're like, don't touch my phone.
Oh, yeah, messing with her, yeah.
He's playing with me.
Yeah.
I would check that shit real quick.
She checks my phone every other day, so it doesn't even matter.
It's a routine, I guess.
And I have like two phones here, because one is recording for the video for the podcast that we haven't done lately, but we'll get back on it soon.
You know, Sebastian, like, I never messaged him back about that.
Oh, yeah.
Good. Did you block him?
Nah.
Do you know the scammer?
I don't know, because I think he listens to the podcast.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
But we'll figure it out. I don't know. I feel like we've been doing good with audios.
Yeah. Well, we need to get back on TikTok. That's what we need.
Okay. Are you excited to start school? Change the subject.
Yeah, we just started in like 2 months.
I know. I'm nervous. I'm excited that Brian and I are going to be in the same area.
What day do you go again? Huh? What day do you go?
When did I go for?
What days do you go to school for?
I go on Mondays and Wednesdays.
Okay, yeah, we'll see each other.
And that's what I like. Like, we haven't gone to the same school since 7th grade. Mm-hmm. 8th grade. So I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I'm excited. And my brother-in-law might go there too.
Oh, really?
So we'll all be in that hole.
What? Yeah. So that's pretty cool.
Imagine if we get a class together.
I don't think we will.
I know, Brian. Like, it's a hypothetical.
Ruin his dreams.
I know.
It's tough because.
Would you talk to me or no?
If we're in the same class, yeah.
I feel like you wouldn't.
Why?
I don't
Sebastian,
know.
Sebastian, it's nothing but strangers in the class. Like,
I'd be like, whatever.
Don't talk to me.
I'm like, Brian, I would be so excited.
I like Sebastian as like a. I don't know, he's like doing something weird. I'm just like, no, I'm not going to sit next to that guy.
Fuck you. I feel like if I was sitting down, I have my laptop up, and you came in, I'd be like, Brian. I genuinely feel like he'd be like, and he would just walk away.
I wouldn't do that.
You wouldn't?
I'd be
you
like,
you would dab me up?
I'd be like, the fuck? But hey.
You ignored him. Would you dab him up?
No, I wouldn't ignore him. I'd dab him up, yeah. Aww. It's funny though, because what if I'm picking my nose, but he's sitting next to me?
I mean, with our relationship that we have, yeah.
Yeah.
But if you were a stranger and I walk in and you're picking your nose and you're digging in there, mm-hmm, absolutely not. I'm not sitting next to you.
When you go to a class, do you try to sit next to, like, the smartest person?
Well, you don't know who the smartest person is.
I feel like it's pretty obvious.
You think so?
Hmm? I always try to sit next to the smartest person.
I mean, I feel like
person.
You don't look smart, and I consider you one of the smartest people I know.
That's very true. You just got to figure it out.
Damn, you're welcome. Yeah, he's like, yeah, I know. Damn.
Sebastian, sometimes you just gotta take the compliments and be like, I know.
Whatever.
He's just mad because of
it. Stop feeding him compliments.
I'm gonna stop. The viewers do it enough. Hey, y'all don't be sweating in this bitch.
It's hot.
It's hot.
Should we end it or? Because I gotta go.
Where do you
have to go? About to start in 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Nah.
What'd you say?
It's still not your top
5. I know, the first movie he's watched like twice.
I was, dude, and I came in so strong, so I was like, guys, it's amazing, it's beautiful. I
know.
Top 5 for sure.
I've never seen Sebastian go so ham for a movie.
And then he was like, name top 5. I'm all, ooh, that's hard.
And then I think I brought up my list and he was like, oh, I forgot about that movie.
And then it was like, okay, child, pop up. I was like, that was embarrassing, y'all. I genuinely got secondhand embarrassment. Damn, he's going ham on that chore.
Yeah.
Is he TV?
I think so.
Yeah. Aww. What a fat kid.
It's hot in here, though.
All right. Well, let's let Sebastian end the podcast.
I hate ending the podcast. I really do. Because I never used to do it, but I guess I have to be more involved now. All right, y'all know where to listen at. YouTube, TikTok, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Instagram, and TikTok. There's a TikTok, whatever. Yeah, TikTok. Gay Guy, Straight Guy Podcast. And yeah, and comment, like, or whatever. Whatever. Do whatever y'all like. Yeah, Brian and I love this podcast. So
Sebastian doesn't like being in that aerial pink.
Do you hear this? Do you hear this? Quiet. Quiet.
Not this even, was an end right
there. We couldn't even hear Adonis's. Yeah.
You guys
you tried it.
That.
Yeah, you thought he ate.
Sebastian, no, genuinely, how do you like after your how many years of friendship? 10?
Mm-hmm. 11.
11?
We're going for 12.
How do you generally put up with his like sarcasm so that you just like?
I don't.
You know, like, days, like he's like you're like, oh my god, you're too much.
I don't think you're too much. I don't think he's too much, but some of the things he'll say, I'll just be like, Brian, like, it's not funny. You know, like I'm just like you're the only one laughing. You know? But I do think he's funny, but I don't think he's as funny as he thinks he's funny. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. They'd be cracking up.
From how awkward it is.
I like it like that.
Yeah, your jokes are very cringy and awkward. But they are funny at times. All right, no more. You love guests. You like having us gas you up.
I do.
What about me? What do you guys think?
What about you?
Do you think I'm funny?
I think you're alright.
You're pretty lucky. God damn. Hey, now we're ending that shit right now.
He goes back and he's like, we're not friends.
Actually, Adonis, you're my new best friend.
No, you're funny though.
You think I'm funny?
Yeah. No, you have your moments. You're like more like sarcastic funny.
Your reactions are more
yeah.
funny.
Yeah, well, for him. Because you have like good reactions to your like, where you're like,
Ryan. Oh, that's why I tried to piss you off too, because I like your reactions.
Whatever. I think one time you said that you liked my personality.
Yeah, I
did. And I really like that.
You have a good personality because you're like, you know how to take jokes. Mm-hmm. Where you're not like, you know how some others are like, in a way type.
Yeah. Do you think we forced to be funny, or do you think we're actually naturally funny?
Sometimes I feel like it's forced.
Force.
Oh, who? Me or him?
I don't know, because when you guys are trying to like, start a call, it's usually in the beginning.
Oh, yeah. We're like trying to get like slow
in the
roll.
Group.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a hater to me, but okay.
Yeah. Seems like you like The Little Mermaid too much.
Yeah, stop. I'm going to go watch it right now. It's good. Okay, y'all. Yeah, bye. Or whatever.
Oh, did you hung up a long time?
No.
Never.
Oh,
oops.
Never.
All right, y'all. We're leaving. Bye.